Yesterday, our resolutions committee met, and we passed a non-controversial resolution regarding Horizons for the Blind. I would like Debbie Stein to read it to this body and for Camille and for the rest of us, and then I'm going to ask for a motion in a second and that we pass it. So here comes Debbie to do.
Always got to know where the edge is. Well, it's like working on a subway platform.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, this is Resolution 1601. Commending Horizons for the Blind for its ongoing commitment to Braille availability, usage, and literacy. Whereas, for nearly 40 years, Horizons for the Blind has improved non-visual information access to blind persons by producing materials in Braille and in raised formats. And whereas, examples include raised representations of animals as part of making the museum experience more accessible, available, and meaningful to blind patrons. And whereas Horizons for the Blind continues producing many materials in Braille, including restaurant menus, newsletters, and other for other organizations, cookbooks, materials of general interest, bank statements, utility bills, and programs for performances at some of Chicago's world-class fine arts institutions, and whereas this ongoing work affirms the efficacy of communications in Braille and the importance of Braille literacy, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 29th day of October 2016 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization commend Horizons for the Blind for its ongoing commitment to Braille usage and literacy, and be it further resolved that this organization continue promoting the importance and efficacy of Braille and the literacy it affords blind people generally.
Okay. Dave Meyer moves the adoption. I think it was Mary Lou that second. Okay, is there any discussion? Any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor of the resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. All right, the ayes have it. The resolution passes. Thank you. Is John Gordon in the room? All right, John, can you please make your way to the podium? John, we have something for you as well. This is born more out of our concerns, and but we feel like we should. We feel like we need to read another resolution, which our committee, as I said, met yesterday. We worked very hard on this particular resolution. It is non-controversial from our standpoint of view. We are going to read it to John. I am going to follow the same procedure, and then I'm. After it's dealt with, I am going to ask John to begin his presentation. So, Debbie, would you please start?
Thank you. Resolution 2016-02 regarding the failure of the Illinois Department of Rehabilitation Services to facilitate informed choice and participation in alternative adjustment to blindness training programs. Whereas the National Federation of the Blind knows that low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams, and to that end has established adjustment to blindness centers in Colorado, Louisiana, and Minnesota, which equip blind students for success through a combination of effective training in the use of alternative techniques that don't require vision, and positive messages and examples of the safety, reliability, and efficiency of those techniques. And whereas, the Illinois Department of Rehabilitation Services, Bureau of Blind Services, BBS, operates a counselor customer-based model through its Center for Rehabilitation and Education, which allows those seeking services to select from among classes and activities they believe will enhance their ability to live independently. And whereas, applicable federal regulations and statements on the Illinois Department of Rehabilitation website state that ORS works in partnership with people with disabilities and their families to assist them in making informed choices to achieve full community participation through rehabilitation, employment, education, and independent living opportunities. And whereas the BBS program, while convenient for Illinoisans who don't wish to leave Illinois or their families for training, and less challenging for those doubting their abilities as blind people, provides adjustment to blindness training that is much more limited in scope and effectiveness than that available outside Illinois. And whereas, recognizing the effectiveness of training centers operated by the NFB in accord with our philosophy of high expectations, the confidence and success of those graduates from such centers, and the comparably limited scope and effectiveness of training available in Illinois, many blind Illinoisans have sought training through the above-mentioned NFB-operated centers. And whereas, despite the deliberate, the diligence and timeliness of applications to participate in alternative training programs outside Illinois, BBS delays in rendering decisions have, in all known instances, extended beyond the program application deadlines and prevented their participation. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and Convention assembled this 29th day of October 2016 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization strongly insists the Bureau of Blind Services comply with the letter and spirit of regulations mandating that customers receive information regarding alternatives to the training available in Illinois and appropriately assist in the process of applying for such training, and that decisions on said applications be made in a timely manner, and be it further resolved that this organization, through all available means, continue to assist customers in known instances where informed choice is denied or rendered ineffective through unreasonable delays, and be it further resolved that this organization discuss with BBS any guidelines that may exist in its determinations as to when or whether a customer's informed choice of training outside Illinois will be honored.
Okay. Jamal has made a motion to pass this resolution. May I have a second? I have a second from, is that Robert? Oh, Zachary. Is second the motion? Is there any discussion? Is there any discussion? Is there any discussion? All those in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The resolution is passed. John, we will make sure that you receive a copy, and we also are looking forward to your presentation, but you can see that we have a very deep concern.